When something comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly. She's my little dust coop. You don't know what I got.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and you got it. It's time for the Affordable Car Care Show with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Our owners are here, Ken Chartel and his son, Kenny Chartel. Great to have you guys in the studio. Lots of questions this morning from our listeners, I am sure, because of this heat. So if you've got one, text it on in. They've got the answers at 850-437-1620. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Meg. Good to be with you.
Yeah. Hot.
Yeah, it's a little bit warm out there. We're struggling to stay cool too, even in our shop.
Yeah, I bet. I can't even imagine how hot it must get in there.
Yeah, you know, we have to endure this heat just like all the other hard laborers out there doing construction and doing the Lord's work, if you will. Enduring this heat, staying hydrated is key. So that's
absolutely. We've been talking about that all morning long. So definitely do that. So can you give us some tips then on car care in this kind of hot weather and some other things you mentioned to me before the show?
Absolutely. We've got a list of different topics we can discuss today in regards to this heat, and we're going back to school and. So there are a lot of things we can tie into this. And of course, if you've got any questions or concerns that are popping up on your dashboard, causing you that question mark of what is this or where'd that noise come from, then of course, give us a call today. But if you're having an issue, give us a call at our shop, 850-932-0811. We're located a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway in Gulf Breeze, Florida. So you can always reach us or see us there if you've got an issue too.
And what are your hours? When are you open?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. You can always see us there. And then on the weekends, we take that time for either the beach or the pool or just to sit in our own AC and recover for the next week ahead.
Okay, that works.
But yeah, getting into how to stay cool in some of this heat. Just like us, we got to stay cool by drinking a lot of water. And our cars also need to stay cool, and they have antifreeze in them, and coolant systems are the biggest thing you need to kind of stay on top of for keeping the engine and the vehicle cool and running at peak performance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like this Kenny quote that you have. It says, your car doesn't care if it's Monday morning, 7:30 a.m., and you're already late for school. It still has to start.
It does. It still has to go, and you need to get there, and it needs to go now. And mm-hmm. So, you know, the best thing you can do is stay on top of this problem before it becomes, I'm late already and now it won't start.
Right. So what are some of the things that we can do? You mentioned water.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's always make sure our coolant level is where it needs to be. You know, on all your vehicles, if you pop the hood, there should be some sort of a transparent coolant reservoir there. And you usually can see there's an indicated marker of max and min on there. And again, let's go back to that owner's manual, as my father's always mentioned, is a
good old owner's manual.
A good old owner's manual to let you know exactly what coolant is, you know, required for your vehicle. There are lots of them out there, and everyone is specific. But, you know, always remember to check that while it's cold. Don't check it after you've been driving around all day, because that coolant system is going to be hot, and the last thing you need to do is to try to make it to the emergency room after you've burned yourself from boiling antifreeze. So check it when it's cold. At that point, you know, just make sure that coolant level is topped off. Obviously, that's the big thing. You know, keep a notice of any odd smells when you're exiting the vehicle. If you notice a sweet smell after you've been driving for a while, and that could be the indication of possibly a coolant leak, especially if you're having to add as far as that goes.
Or a sweet smell coming out of your vents like I have on my van.
Well, that's probably not good, right?
No, that's the heater core going bad in it. But with this hot weather, the cooling systems bring up a lot more pressure, mm-hmm. and the weakest link then goes bad.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, the heat usually doesn't cause the problem. It exposes the problem. Mm-hmm. You know, at this point, you may have been dealing with a small coolant leak through, you know, well, we're more or less 3/4 through the summer now, so if it hasn't shown up, it should have already. But nevertheless, some of these small leaks don't happen until it starts getting to this hotter weather, or maybe you fixed a weaker link in that coolant system, and that water pump failed, and now all of a sudden you've got a minor leak in, say, your heater core. So those all can be things that can happen and you need to just be aware of.
Mm-hmm. And if you just joined us, we're listening and talking with Kenny and Ken Chartel. They're the owners of Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. This is the Car Care Show. So if you've got a question about your car, something you've noticed lately that you just don't know quite what to do about it, just text it on in this morning at 850-437-1620. I've known these guys for years. They kept my car running forever when it should have been, it should have stopped years ago. And I can recommend them highly, but they're very knowledgeable about the changes in technology and how things have changed over the years. But even now, with this heat and things to do to take care of your vehicle. So 850-437-1620.
Yeah, and getting back to that, you know, heat puts added stress on everything, you know, from your coolant system to your batteries and your AC, of course. And you're going to notice when that AC isn't working because you'll be sweating in that car, of course. But obviously, the heat can definitely, you know, put a lot more pressure on all of these systems to function when it's really hot outside. And so when they stop, that's, of course, something that needs to be looked at that point. You know, as far as some of these school day things going on there, you know, obviously when we're getting back to school with our kids and stuff, thinking about our AC systems, is it blowing cold? Maybe check that the night before. I know we've already jumped back into the first couple days of school, but if it isn't quite blowing as cold as it should or had been, then it might be a good time to get that scheduled in and checked out so that way, you know, before the rest of the summer heat is gone, you actually can pick up those kids or sit in line when you're picking or dropping them off to, you know, not sweat in the same time. But, you know, there are definitely some AC leaks that can be looked at prior to them becoming a major issue.
Okay. And one of the things you had mentioned, too, when we were talking before the show was about being careful. Obviously, the kids are back in school. You're going to see them at the crosswalks. You're going to see bus. That causes you to stop and start a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You're definitely on those brakes. And when you got to stop, you have to go, too. And so that stop and go driving with the school zones that we have around the area, obviously, you know, the harder you are on those brakes, the more you're going to wear those brakes out, of course. So those are things to think about, too. You know, be a little gentler as you're coming up to that school zone when you apply those brakes. Of course, that rule of thumb is always looking a couple cars ahead of you. Obviously, noticing those brake lights before the gentleman. That way you have plenty of time to stop. And, of course, it keeps everything from, you know, getting that jolt when you hit the brakes too hard as well. But yeah, that's some of the big things there, obviously, as far as, you know, just making sure you're in this stop and go traffic and on top of things.
Okay. So we are talking with our friends at Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze. They are our experts on the Car Care Show and lots to talk about today because there is so much happening in terms of weather. We've got school back. Don't forget to vote today. It's a big voting day. And there's some things that you can do when you're talking about the battery, too, is something we've been talking about the AC a lot. But don't forget your battery either.
Yeah, absolutely. The battery is what keeps that car starting every time you get into it. Obviously, it's our power up for our phones and everything else. And if you start noticing that that starting is getting a little bit slower than it was, maybe it might be time to have that battery checked as well. You know, while the alternator is there is somewhat of a charger, it's really more there as a maintainer. So obviously slow starting can be a big indicator of that battery failing. You know, the heat can put excessive strain
mm-hmm.
on the batteries as such. So obviously at that point it might be a good idea to have the battery checked. And then you know, of course, if it's getting low, it could be a good time to replace it.
Okay. Well,
so besides my one car having a heater core leaking now, Friday, Cindy had used her car and did her errands all day long. Everything was fine. Friday night, she was going to go out and get us a pizza. And she comes back in and says, the car won't start.
Oh, no.
And I was like, well, did you leave something on? She goes, no, not at all. That battery just went.
Ooh.
Just like that. No real warning.
Huh.
I asked her, have you had any slow cranking in the mornings or anything? No, not at all. And so it worked fine all day. The only good thing I can say is that it broke down in the driveway.
That's probably better than on the middle of the road on the way to the pizza parlor, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Oh, my goodness. So what did you have to do then? Just get a brand new battery?
Yeah, I had
and
to.
And nothing indicated that it was about to...
No, no. Wow. Didn't see any indication that we were going to have a problem. And I had actually started or moved the car on Thursday and put the windows up and everything like that and didn't have any issues with it either. And I'm usually pretty keen on... picking up on that type of stuff.
Okay. Well, we're here with our friends from Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. And one of the things we've been talking about this morning, too, is the idea of back to school. So we mentioned the fact that you're going to be stopping and starting a lot with school buses and crossings. But here's the one on your list that really got my attention. These are the teen drivers. Those yes. kids that are getting in their cars for the first time to go to school. They got their license over the summer. They're brand new drivers. You've got a little list of tips here and things to perhaps really be sure that they know what to do in certain situations.
Yeah, I mean, for our young drivers out there, you know, being able to drive a vehicle on the road is a privilege. And, of course, there are rules and regulations to abide by when being out on the road. But, of course, making sure your vehicle is safe while being out there with others is just as important. You know, making sure, of course, that we're checking our engine oil and coolant or things like that that need to be addressed and maintained, obviously, with our vehicle and checking that battery. You know, making sure that AC operation is good, of course, and then keeping an eye on those brakes as such is definitely something that needs to be in the mind of all of our new drivers. Again, these maintenance items are things that we need to at least take a look at and be on top of before they become a good problem,
well,
a big problem.
One of the things on your list that I thought was so important was to teach them how to safely handle a breakdown.
Sure.
That
yeah,
was
absolutely.
Really important because when I was a new driver, I was clueless. I had no idea. And I remember my dad got the trunk out and showed me some of the things that I could do. So any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, for a lot of these new drivers and stuff like that, you know, make sure your cell phone is charged and you have a cell phone charger in the car capable of making that call in a time of need. Obviously, there are probably some other things out there. What do you think, Pops?
Well, I think, you know, you need to make sure that you have your little kit in the trunk, little jump box, mm-hmm. battery starter thing, or cables, either one. You know, you can usually find somebody that'll want to give you
help
a hand.
Help them out.
Help you out jumping them. I know I have before. So,
right.
You know, little things like that. Just, you don't need the blanket right now. It's definitely warm enough.
True. But. That's true. I always like to, I keep some water.
Yes.
And paper towels in
mm-hmm.
the trunk. A couple
always
extra
a good
things.
Idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, we all walk around with our bottled water, so have that for in case of a breakdown and know what to do, you know, who to call. Of course, you're going to end up calling your parents.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you might be able to go one step farther and get a wrecker already coming for you.
That's true.
And get yourself out of danger's way and get off the road if you're stuck in an area where, you know, you're holding up traffic, then try to get the vehicle off the road.
For sure. Well, those are the things that I would mm-hmm. think you need to tell them because they may not
right.
really know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there's a good tip here, too, that you've got on your list to keep a phone charger in the vehicle or in the trunk, an extra one,
sure.
just in case, because if you lose your battery or you're, mm-hmm. you don't have any way to plug in or get your phone, if you're so used to just talking through your car radio.
Right, right.
That's awesome. And you may need that extra charger on hand. So those are really good tips. But learning how to park the car if something should go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just stop in the middle of the road if you can get it off the road.
If at all possible, please try to get it off the road.
Absolutely.
Because there's too many other, you know, distracted drivers out there. They're looking down at their cell phone when they shouldn't be. And there you are stuck in the middle of the road and they're not expecting to see you there. And boom, you get a hit.
Okay, we've got some questions coming in from our listeners. 850-437-1620. The differential system is leaking oil. The dealership is searching for the parts since earlier July 2018 Buick Enclave. Why is it taking so long? I've been driving this car. Is it safe? Oh, I see. She's saying she's been trying to wait on the parts since earlier in July. She's driving a 2018 Buick Enclave. So why is it taking so long to get the parts?
That depends on which seal it is and things like that, but... It there must be some other sort of an issue. I'd have a hard time believing that they can't just get a seal for it. There might be some other issue, some other part that's caused the seal to go bad, that part might not be available or hard to get. Mm-hmm. Supply chain problems, it's becoming a norm. Trying to get parts and what you think should be a simple 1-2-3 job in and out. No, with supply chain problems and trying to get parts, it's... Yes, these cars are having to sit for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks just to get parts. Mm,
okay. Yeah, and you have to remember a lot of these manufacturers are not regulated and not required to keep producing all of these parts for years and years for vehicles. So Chrysler in particular, after about 10 years, they stopped producing computer modules and the ability to buy those brand new. So at that point, if you're... computer for your engine and your Dodge Ram 2010 goes out, you're stuck buying a used or finding one rebuilt online and then having to have somebody program that in. That is no longer a part that is offered. So the manufacturers are being held to less and less standards in terms of keeping and you know, having ready to go parts on their shelf, and hence why the supply chain issues are what they are. Unfortunately, we waited almost a week for some differential parts for a vehicle ourselves. And when that happens in such a way, not only does it hurt the customer, in this particular case, the customer that texted in, but for the shop, too, we have been stuck with this vehicle on a lift because it's nearly all apart, and now you're waiting on parts. So the struggle is real on both ends, if you will. And while there probably is some more issues going on, or could be, I'd have to chalk it up to more parts and the ability to get those. So,
okay, we got another question that just came in. I'm trying to diagnose a light rattle from underneath my Mazda 3. It's only noticeable at slow speeds. A light rattle.
Light rattles and things like that. It's... is it coming from the front, the left, the right, you know, so...
May need to bring it in, too.
Yeah, might need to bring it in and let us test drive it, or, you know, grab one of us, and we'll go for a test drive with you just to give a listen to, so we'd know what we're trying to hear. But there's lots of things that can cause rattles under there, sway bar end links, tie rod ends... A heat shield.
Yeah, the big thing we see today is a heat shield. Yeah, there's exhaust pipes going underneath our cars, which are inherently made out of more plastic than metal these days. And so they have to cover all those, you know, exhaust pieces and components usually with, I don't know, maybe call it a little bit thicker than a tin can or what your Coke can would be in terms of metal. And so they're held on by small clips. And usually once they... rattle, break off, you know, they start vibrating just a little bit, usually maybe, and I only hear it in reverse when I'm backing out of my driveway, and then it's gone. Well, that torque or that twist of the motor and exhaust in that particular position gets that metal vibrating, and so like Pop said, it can be a host of different things as far as, you know, a clink, a clunk, a ding, a, you know, a rumble. So there's lots of noises they can make, but maybe an exhaust shield to be first thing.
Where could they bring the car just to have you take a look at it?
Absolutely. We're located a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. Of course, you can always reach us to schedule an appointment today at 850-932-0811.
Okay, got another question rolling in this morning. I have a late 1990s Tacoma 2.4L, 230,000 miles. After the vehicle's been driven and then shut off for 15 minutes, it has a hard start issue. It's like it's flooded. I'd like to get an in-depth evaluation for the overall vehicle, such as a compression check, function of the fuel system, suspension, etc. I'm trying to figure out if it's worth putting money into this engine or possibly get the engine rebuilt or replaced. Do you perform that type of service, those type of checks, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's certainly something.
That's not a problem.
We can take a look at that, you know. We may not have to go as in-depth as you think. You know, those were some of the tried-and-true motors.
Bulletproof.
Toyota.
Someone knows what they're talking about in that text.
In that regard, they're what pretty much gave Toyota a name among some of their other engines of that era. So chances are maybe just a good look over. You know, they had a lot of vacuum lines in that era. So a small vacuum leak can make a big difference if you're having performance or, you know, maybe idling or drivability issues. But
so it may not be as big a problem as they're thinking, maybe?
May not be as big of a problem as you're thinking. You know, those in those days were fairly simple to work on. You had spark, air, fuel, and bang, and that was it. And so minus a couple other things, that got you going. Today, it's a big box and computers and wires and a lot of ones and zeros. So
okay.
More to be learned there. But nevertheless, it's something we can certainly take a look at for you.
Okay, we're talking to our friends at Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. This is the Car Care Show. Got another question. We were talking about teen drivers a few minutes ago. Any suggestions on a reliable car model for our teen who is in need without breaking the bank, thinking for about a 10-year-old first car? That's what I'm thinking, possibly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we get this question a lot. I mean, it's a tough question to answer because but the big thing is always find a vehicle that's got some history on it. You don't want somebody else's basket case or a constant, forking money out because it's always got a problem. You know, looking for a vehicle, whether it be 5 or 10 years old, with maintenance records, they're out there and they're those that keep up with them, and trying to find one of those is usually your best bet. At least you know that the car has been taken care of. Unfortunately, the driver behind the wheel may cause their own problems, so let's leave the car to itself.
Yeah.
And try to find our best car there. Obviously,
did you sell cars with rubber bumpers around the whole thing?
Well, they could use them, but
right?
Nevertheless, they're as far as that goes, anything that's got a lot of your safety features on it is a big plus in my mind. Obviously, seatbelts are standard in your airbags, but now they've got side curtains and knee bolsters and stuff too. A lot of your cars come with these options involved. Not to be biased, but the Asian market, in terms of a lower cost car with a lot of these safety features and 5 to 10 years old, usually fits that market, that price range for a new driver and not trying to break the bank. Some of your American cars may fall into that, but let's just take a look at them first. And that's always a big thing, too. You know, before you go signing on that dotted line, give us a call at Affordable Automotive, schedule that appointment, and bring it in. That way we can tell you whether the car facts are true and whether they're selling you what they say it is, or whether we look underneath it and it's far from what it should be, and good from far, but far from good. And before you sign on that line, we can keep you from having to make those repairs. So.
Okay.
So
and watch how many times a car is turned over, you know, different owners. A vehicle that's been turned over and over and over probably has had some problems, and then they're just passing it down the line. So if you can find a vehicle with very few owners, and most likely they've kept up on the maintenance then, and you're going to get a lot more sound vehicle.
Okay. Well, this is the Car Care Show with our friends at Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Just a couple of minutes left, guys. Anything you want to mention that we haven't touched on today?
Well, don't forget, we're still in hurricane season. We're in the midst of it. And in September, that's usually our peak. And knock on wood, we don't have any issues, but it's better to be prepared than not. And, keep those fuel tanks more than half full. Make sure that you get those car concerns addressed now rather than later. A week prior to the storm is a tough time to try to get your car fixed and get out of here, too.
Right.
So,
yes.
Remember, our shop and most are usually booked out a week and a half to 2 weeks. So it's good to try to stay on top of these issues before they become something that won't get you, will not allow you to leave in a position of evacuation. So that's one thing. Of course, don't forget about those school zones. Be easy on those brakes. Check your lights. Brake lights are important, too.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. Use those turn signals, young drivers.
That would be great.
Any drivers?
Any drivers.
Any driver, please
use your turn signals. That's my pet peeve in life.
Yeah, well, one of mine, too.
Yes.
And you know, get out of the left lane if you're not going to at least do the speed limit.
And if you hear a noise, don't ignore it.
Okay. And if you can give that contact information one more time, in case folks want to bring their cars in.
Absolutely. 850-932-0811. And we're at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway, Gulf Breeze, Florida, a mile west of the zoo. We'll talk to you then. Thanks,
all right.
Matt.
Ken and Kenny Chartel, thank you both. The Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. So appreciate you hosting the Car Care Show on Pep Talk.